Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined by Joe Colangelo. He is the executive director of the Consumers Research Organization. He is a former naval officer, having served in the United States Navy, rising to the rank of a lieutenant. He is currently addressing a topic that is very much of concern to me, and I think should be to all Americans, without regard to party affiliation or political philosophy or, for that matter, anything else. It is vital to your safety and survival, for that matter, that you understand the vulnerabilities of our electric grid and join Joe and his team and the Center for Security Policy and others who are now working, among others, through the vehicle of the Secure the Grid Coalition to try to protect our grid. So, Joe Colangelo, welcome, I believe, for the first time to Secure Freedom Radio. It's great to meet you. Thank you for your past service to our country in uniform and that you're rendering now at Consumers Research. Tell us a little bit about how you got into this particular issue.
Frank, thank you so much for having me on. When we look at the issues that policymakers get involved with, they tend to see the ones that are closest to the windshield. Whether that's potholes or terrorism or, you know, things that affect their voters on a day-to-day basis. They're not very, the system is not set up that they should be attuned to kind of these long-tail risk factors like an EMP. And you look at the media, it doesn't necessarily play to people, to talk about these very long-tail risks. So somebody who doesn't have constituents and who doesn't have to compete for clicks, a nonprofit is well-situated to do that. The consumer voice hasn't really been heard on EMPs, but they're the one who are going to suffer the most, obviously.
You keep using this term EMP, and I think our audience is pretty familiar with it, but you might just define that term.
Absolutely. So, EMP is a catastrophic nuclear event that would take the form of either a nuclear bomb detonation or a solar flare, solar storm that would have a disastrous effect on the electrical grid.
Through something called electromagnetic pulse.
EMP, electromagnetic
decrypt the acronym.
Pulse.
Good.
Precisely. And electrical grid, like you said, is a huge issue these days. We saw the Metcalf incident in California 2 years ago where, a couple dollars worth of bullets caused millions and millions of dollars and of damage to the grid.
And very nearly could have put Northern California in the dark for years. As you look at this, Joe Colangelo, from the perspective of the consumers research work you're doing, are you in fact taking that broad lens look at physical sabotage and cyber attacks as well as the electromagnetic naturally occurring or man-caused?
So for the EMP specific, we really do want to focus on Carrington-like events, which if the audience is not familiar, is a solar storm in 1859 that caused damage to telegraph wires.
Were the electric system of the day.
Exactly. A similar event, Lloyd's of London says, would cost between $600 billion to $2.6 trillion in damage to the United States. Because we are not security experts, we're consumer policy analysts, we don't have the tools to assess the likelihood of a nuclear device being detonated. So we say, this over the next 10,000 years, a Carrington event is guaranteed.
10,000 years. I think it's roughly every 150 years, and 1859, as you said, is inside that zone for sure. The challenge, of course, is to I think not only relay to people the extent to which this phenomenon could be disruptive to, consumer products that make life as we live it so comfortable and secure, but actually may result in mortal peril to possibly tens if not hundreds of millions of Americans. And I hear you say that you're not able to evaluate the probabilities here, but what you can evaluate is whether we can in fact survive should we lose power for a year or more. And the best experts we've consulted on that subject, including a EMP commission that the Congress convened, as you probably know, said, you know, we may lose as many as 90% of a population should we lose power for a year or more. Is that something that you've taken a look at, and do you think that sounds about right?
Absolutely. So, you know, talking with DHS, they are very, you know, Homeland Security is very concerned about this as well. The FEMA is, in fact, coming out with a long-term power outage assessment. You know, what does that look like with their own kind of internal analysis? But the same advances in technology that have made life so great for consumers, refrigeration, logistics, you know, the mass production of food, have also made us so fragile in that without these things, we are no longer growing food nearby where we live and eat. You know, it's grown across the world. And so we depend on those ships, on those trains, and on
just
electricity. Just in time. And it's this wonderful vertical integration of everything from the plastic toys that we buy our kids to the food that we eat, where it's arriving just in time and it's produced just when it's needed to be produced. But at the same time, gosh, if one step in that chain is broken, the whole chain, you know, upon one link in the cable, dependent the might of the chain.
Indeed. And, you know, I'm sitting here looking at Joe Colangelo, and I think it's fair to say you would qualify as a millennial. I think that you're in that general range.
Yeah. I won't hold that term against you.
I'm not holding it against you at all, but I have found in my anecdotal experience that many of them are not focused on these kinds of issues. And I wondered if you've had the experience that I have where you hold up one of these consumer products, a cell phone, and point out that for the rest of their lives, which may be short and brutish, as they say, that's a paperweight. And, you know, bring sort of a level of immediacy and personal connectivity, if you will, to a problem like this that may otherwise elude them.
Exactly. And it's just one of those things. I think there's a tragedy of the commons aspect to this, right? People say, well, it's not really my burden to bear, or, I mean, even if, you know, energy companies, right? Like, if I were an energy executive, I would say, well, I'm not going to prepare for this if nobody else is. There's no competitive advantage that I have over them in the event that I'm the only one prepared when an EMP hits. So I think education of millennials and
electric utilities as well.
Exactly.
You know, I've in the couple of years that we've been working with this Secure the Grid coalition, I've seen what I believe to be kind of a marked change in some of these utilities. I don't think at the industry-wide level that's evident yet, but some companies actually are starting to invest in protecting some of their assets, as you'd think they would. But they just don't want anybody to know.
Yes, exactly.
They're doing it.
That's
which
true.
Amounts to more or less the same thing, perhaps. But, you know, this kind of vulnerability really cries out for the kind of effort you, I think, can bring to bear with a whole new audience of people who need to understand that life as they've known it, with all of its comforts and security and so on, is probably not going to be in the cards if we don't take steps to fix this. And have you had a chance to look at the kinds of options that exist to fix the grid's vulnerabilities?
So the three that I'm aware of are, you know, Faraday cages, general hardening with concrete, and then also you know, these kind of EMP sensors that go a couple miles down the line, down upstream of transformers, right? And the $20 billion costs
you've got
been thrown around.
I think these neutral ground blockers they're talking about and sort of shunts that move the surge away from what you're trying to protect. But you're right. These are not terribly sophisticated or complicated or expensive fixes. We just have got to get on with doing it. Joe, we look forward to working with you at Consumer Research. Thank you for your time today.
It's an absolute pleasure.
And keep up the good work. This is truly the Lord's work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. Great being on.
We're going to pause for just a second. We'll be back with Sam Sorbo right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.